Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pregnancy Survival Guide for Men, a First-Time Dad's Handbook. What to Expect from Bump to Baby by Dan Cambry is a practical parenting guide aimed at men who are experiencing pregnancy and early fatherhood for the first time. Positioned within the pregnancy and new parent nonfiction category, it focuses on the father as an active participant rather than a passive observer. The book is designed to explain what happens across pregnancy in clear, accessible terms, while also showing how a partner can offer meaningful, emotional, physical, and logistical support. According to the available source material, it covers pregnancy from conception through the baby arriving home, including a week-by-week look at each trimester, partner symptoms, fetal development, medical appointments, and preparation for labor and birth. It also distinguishes itself by addressing paternal mental health, including postpartum depression and anxiety in men, which is still less commonly discussed in mainstream pregnancy guides. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a week-by-week pregnancy structure that makes the process legible. One of the book's main contributions is that it reframes pregnancy as a shared process in which the father has a real role to play. Rather than offering general pregnancy information only for expectant mothers, it speaks directly to men who may feel inexperienced, uncertain, or peripheral. That matters because first-time dads often lack a clear model for what support should look like in practical terms. The book appears to reduce that uncertainty by translating pregnancy into a sequence of understandable stages and responsibilities. This approach helps the reader move from passive concern to informed involvement. The underlying value is not simply reassurance, it is role definition. When a book explains what a man can expect, what his partner may need, and when his presence matters most, it creates a usable framework for action. That makes the guide especially relevant for readers who want to participate more fully but do not know where to begin. Secondly, week-by-week pacing that turns pregnancy into manageable stages. The book's week-by-week organization is one of its most practical features because it breaks a long, unpredictable experience into smaller, manageable units, instead of presenting pregnancy as a vague 9-month arc. It gives the reader a progressive sense of what changes occur in the baby, the pregnant partner, and the family environment at each stage. This structure is especially useful for first-time dads, who often need timely context more than broad generalities. A staged format also supports better preparation. A reader can anticipate common symptoms, understand when checkups or planning milestones arise, and adjust expectations as pregnancy advances. The week-by-week model is effective because it aligns knowledge with timing. In fatherhood preparation, knowing what is likely to happen next is often more useful than reading everything at once. That practical sequencing is a strong editorial choice because it turns pregnancy education into something immediately applicable instead of abstractly informative. Thirdly, supporting the pregnant partner through symptoms, appointments, and daily needs. The book emphasizes the father's role in supporting a pregnant partner through the physical and emotional demands of pregnancy. Based on the available description, that support includes understanding symptoms, helping with comfort, attending appointments, and staying engaged as the pregnancy progresses. This is important because a partner's experience is not limited to the biological changes of pregnancy. It also involves fatigue, anxiety, discomfort, and shifting expectations. A useful guide for dads must therefore go beyond facts about fetal development and explain how to respond in daily life. The book seems to do that by offering concrete guidance on what to expect from bump to baby and how to remain an active source of stability. This focus is valuable because it recognizes that good support is behavioral, not just emotional. Men who read it are not only learning pregnancy facts, they are learning how to become more helpful, present, and responsive during a period when that support can affect the whole family dynamic. Fourthly, recognizing postpartum depression and anxiety in fathers. A notable strength of the book is its attention to paternal mental health, especially postpartum depression and anxiety in men. That topic is important because fatherhood guides often focus almost entirely on the mother and baby, leaving little room for the emotional experience of fathers. By addressing the possibility that men may struggle psychologically during the transition to parenthood, the book acknowledges a dimension of parenting that is real but often under-discussed. This matters not just as a clinical issue, but as a practical one. A father who understands that stress, fear, or mood changes can accompany the transition may be more likely to recognize warning signs and seek support early. The inclusion of this theme also broadens the book's usefulness beyond pregnancy logistics. It positions fatherhood as a mental adjustment as well as a family role. For readers, that can reduce isolation and normalize the idea that becoming a parent affects men deeply, even when they are not the ones giving birth. Lastly, confidence-building support for uncertain first-time dads. The book appears designed not only to inform, but also to counter the common fear that a first-time dad is unprepared or inherently out of depth. Its tone, as reflected in the source material, is encouraging without becoming vague, and that balance is important. Many pregnancy books overload the reader with medical detail or speak only to the pregnant partner, which can leave fathers feeling like secondary participants. This guide, instead, seems to offer a more inclusive and confidence-building entry point into parenthood. That reassurance is useful when paired with concrete information, because confidence built on knowledge is more durable than confidence built on slogans. The book's practical warmth likely makes it more approachable for men who might not otherwise choose a parenting title. In that sense, its value lies in accessibility. It lowers the barrier to engagement, helping readers learn what to expect without feeling judged or overwhelmed. For a first-time father, that can be the difference between passive anxiety and active preparation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time fathers, expectant partners, and readers looking for a male-centered pregnancy guide that is practical rather than overly clinical. It is especially useful for men who want to understand pregnancy stage by stage, support their partner more effectively, and prepare for the emotional transition into fatherhood. Its main benefit is clarity. It organizes a complex period into understandable milestones and translates that knowledge into realistic day-to-day support. Another strength is its attention to paternal mental health, which gives the book a broader and more modern perspective than many pregnancy handbooks aimed at dads. Compared with similar books in the genre, it stands out for combining pregnancy education, partner support, and father-specific emotional awareness in one accessible package. Rather than treating the father as an accessory to the pregnancy experience, it treats him as a participant who needs guidance, context, and reassurance. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want a concise but meaningful handbook for navigating the path from bump to baby. If you would like to support Dan Cambry, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.